yesterday you also said that these observers would have certain immunities and privileges. Can you elaborate on what those are? Should any one or any of these observers do something that local Texas authorities thinks violates their law and they were to be arrested, would they be immune from prosecution?
Well, I'm not going to get into all kinds of hypothetical scenarios, but under...
It's hypothetical, Toria, but the problem is that they say right now that they can't do their job unless they do something which is in violation of Texas law, according to the Attorney General. So
Matt,
the question of immunity is relevant.
Matt, I was on the way to answering your question, but you didn't allow me to finish my sentence.
Okay.
I think
Please
we had
do.
This conversation yesterday, too.
Please
so
do.
Why don't I start again here? So under a 1996, I believe it is, presidential proclamation that's been upheld by the Congress, members of official observers for the then CSCE, now OSCE, are eligible for full immunities in the United States. But as I also said yesterday, we don't think that it's going to come to having to invoke these. We have every confidence that OSCE representatives in Texas and any other state where they are observing will be able to work things out.
But they are eligible for full immunity.
They are.
So in other words, that if the state of Texas chose to prosecute one of these observers, they wouldn't be able to.
Again, I'm not going to get into any kind of hypothetical situations or predict where this is going to go other than to say we have every expectation that this will be worked out and to state the fact, which is that under U.S. law they are eligible for immunity.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, the Texas Attorney General says that these people will be liable to, for prosecution if they break the law.
And
what you're saying now is that they're not liable for prosecution because they have diplomatic immunity.
I'm saying that we expect that they're going to be able to work this out and that they have said that they don't intend to break Texas or any other laws while they're here. Matt, that's all I got for you on this.
Okay, let me keep going.
Yeah.